Country Pop FM.
All right, a little purpose with today's.
Oh, yes.
That's the gong in honor of Chuck Barris from The Gong Show, 87 years old. Doesn't have the same sound. It's a little smaller.
It's not built to scale.
The size of the gong that they used on The Gong Show, it'd be tough to get it through the door.
Yeah.
If I remember.
It's a large mallet.
And I think you'd either have to be Avery Shriver or the Unknown Comic, Joanne Worley. Who are some of the other? They had a lot of a lot of B celebrities as judges.
Yes.
Some that you've never heard of.
Yeah, gosh. I have to think back on that. I can picture some of them.
Those are the three that come to mind for me.
For sure.
Right now. Wednesday, March 22nd, 81st day. Rip Torn might have been one of them. Gene Shalit, others. March 22nd, 81st day of the year. This is Wednesday, 1733. Joseph Priestley invented seltzer water on this date.
Nice work.
Seltzer water.
Would that eventually turn into Alka-Seltzer?
Well, carbonated water opened the door for all of your favorite effervescent type drinks, carbonated drinks. Mm-hmm. A little song, a little dance, mm-hmm. a little seltzer down your pants. 1733, Joseph Priestley, good work by him. He threw some carbonated, carbon dioxide, throw it into some water, see what happens. And of course, now I can do that myself. I've got a soda stream. At home, I'm basically doing what Joseph Priestley did in 1733. I doubt that he has Mountain Mist flavor.
Is that their version of Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Can you get diet sodas in that?
Yeah, you get diet sodas too for SodaStream.
Uh-huh.
Makes you feel like kind of a mad scientist. You're making your own soda.
Kind of like that.
1765, may have heard of the Stamp Act.
Yes.
The whole taxation without representation thing got going here on this date in 1765. That was the first direct British tax on American colonists. That was 1765. 1874, the Young Men's Hebrew Association, the YMHA, organizes in New York City. And I think about that, the village people, they were discriminatory. They only did the YMCA. They didn't do the song... The YMHA.
Right, they didn't. I can see where that would
And
have
I think
been.
Playing the percentages, you would have thought that at least one of the village people would have been Jewish.
Right.
Out of that group.
Yeah, well.
But apparently it might have been the backside. Might have been the B-side of Macho Man or In the Navy. Maybe they actually did do the song. We don't know. They didn't release it as a single. 1894. This was a big day in hockey because the Stanley Cup was played for the first time.
1894,
way before. This is decades before the National Hockey League. These were amateur teams that played for the Stanley Cup. It was a challenge game, as it was for the several years to start it. And basically, it was a decorative punch bowl. Is basically all the Stanley Cup was.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup was a decorative punch bowl. A guy by the name of, he's the Lord Stanley of Preston. He's the guy who donated the bowl. He got heavy into hockey. His whole family became hockey fans, and it was still the infancy of hockey, and he donated the bowl.
Very nice.
And then eventually they added the rings. It looked like a stovepipe there for a while, and they added the rings where they etched the names. They can fit 13 teams on each of those rings.
Oh.
So what happens when one ring gets full, when they etch the winning team, let's hope the Wild are on there.
Soon.
If not this year, soon.
Yes.
We'd love to have it. They take a ring off, they put it in the Hall of Fame, then they add another blank ring.
Okay.
To the Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley's Cup.
Very cool.
And one other little tidbit, you remember the lockout of 04-05?
Yes.
There were people in Canada challenging that since they weren't playing for the Cup in the NHL, that amateur teams or junior teams could play for it. They tried to petition the keeper of the Cup in the NHL. They went to court and all this stuff to allow other teams. It could have been high school teams. Who knows?
Right,
somebody would have challenged for the NHL for the Stanley Cup at that time. That would have been kind of neat.
Yeah.
Would have been different. And if that Cup could talk. All the things that it has seen.
It has seen, yes.
When these players get to take it to their hometown, or they celebrate with it, they eat Cheerios out of it, they drink champagne out of it, and
is like each player on the team, winning team, gets it for a day or something.
It ends up in Lemieux's pool, Mario Lemieux's pool, just sitting there floating. So that was 1894 Stanley Cup.
And who won that one?
Let's see. I wrote it down. It was Montreal. The Montreal Hockey Club defeated the Ottawa Club. Montreal over Ottawa on this date. 1933, U.S. President FDR signed a bill legalizing the sale and possession of beer and wine containing 3.2. We were progressing our way to the 21st Amendment. We were going to, of course, repeal the 18th Amendment, but that wouldn't happen until later on in 33. But kind of ramping up to that, 3.2 beer became legal, 1933. 1934, the first Masters tournament took place. First Masters Golf Championship in Augusta, Georgia. It was the tournament invented and started by Bobby Jones. He was on the tail end of his career. He didn't. Right. He never won a Masters. He was way down the leaderboard here, probably in the teens in this one. A guy by the name of Horton Smith won it. Mm-hmm. Horton Smith. And it wasn't the Masters when it first started. It was the Augusta National Invitational Tournament.
Oh.
Is the official title of that tournament in Augusta. You've been to Augusta, haven't you? Or did you've been down there? Didn't you go down there?
I went
there
down
for something?
There, but we didn't get to Augusta. No. Yeah, we were close, but did not get up to Augusta. It's pretty hard to get a ticket for that.
Yes.
You got to know somebody.
You have to know somebody.
Yeah.
1978, Carl Wallenda, high wire artist, fell to his death. He attempted to walk on a cable strung between two hotels in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
It was a little windy, 73. I think, too.
Yeah. It was a little windy. He picked a bad day to do it in 78. Speaking of the NHL.
He was working without a net.
He was.
Yeah. Cost him his life.
National Hockey League voted to accept four World Hockey Association teams. They'd be the Edmonton Oilers, Winnipeg Jets, Quebec Nordiques, and the Hartford Whalers. Only one of those teams and those franchises remain in their city, the Edmonton Oilers. Yep. Now, the Winnipeg Jets have the Jets now, but that's the Atlanta Thrashers.
Sure.
Because the original Jets moved to Phoenix, the Nordiques moved to Colorado, and the Whalers moved to Carolina.
Yes.
Become the Hurricanes. 1980, fur coat wearers on this date. Anybody who wore a fur coat in 1980 had to stock up on their paint thinner. Because People for Ethical Treatment of Animals was founded. Started spray painting people wearing fur.
Sure.
That was Ingrid Newkirk and Alex Pacheco that started PETA. That was back in 1980.
No relation to Dr. Ferdy?
Don't think so.
Pacheco? Okay.
Also on this date here, you remember good old Clara Peller?
I do.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
And Clara Peller was fired on this date from Wendy's. They fired the old lady.
They said I wasn't up. That definitely ran its course.
It ran its course. Where's the beef got old.
But people still know it to this day.
They still love it. 1985.
Was, 30 years ago.
How about 1987 on this date? There was a garbage barge that was floating around the Atlantic.
Oh, that's
on March 22nd, Islip Long Island's garbage began its trip down the East Coast. Turned away from a landfill in North Carolina, it headed for the Gulf Coast states. The governor of Louisiana threatened to send out the National Guard if the barge tied up there. So it wandered about the Gulf of Mexico for a while, then aimed for Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and Belize.
You know, Mexico actually, their Air Force actually came out to make sure that this thing didn't land on their shores. 3,200 tons of New York waste just floating around back in 87. 1990, former tanker captain Joseph Hazelwood found innocent on three charges in connection with the Exxon Valdez oil spill, Prince William Sound in Alaska. The jury did convict him on a charge of negligent discharge of oil. There are several vehicles out front here on our parking lot that could be charged with negligent discharge of oil.
If we ever move them, we're going to charge them.
Or some people in their hair. 1994, we lost a couple of great animators and cartoonists on this date. The first one.
Guess who?
Walter Lantz died this date, 1994. He was 93. Woody Woodpecker, Andy Panda, Chili Willy, Wally Walrus, so many great ones. That was 94. Also in 94, the National Football League brought in the two-point conversion. two-point conversion began on this date, 1994. Teams don't use it as much, only when you're behind, really. When you're trying to make up, nobody ever does it when they're ahead.
Not too often, no.
But there are some coaches that are more aggressive in using the two-point conversion than others.
Yeah.
Many of them are safe.
With the one point, you know, the point after being moved back to make it a 33-yarder now.
That was the effect they were hoping to have with that. Make that tougher and also have more teams go for two. I think.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if more teams did go for two.
Television's greatest array of stars, Rap Olympics, presents the Round the World triple team competition between the Yogi Yahooies, the Scooby Doobies, and the Really Rotten.
And the Really Rotten.
The players are on the field, in the stadium even. So let's get on with it.
There's Snagglepuss, your host. He's going to give you all the action. Laugh Olympics, Hanna and Barbera. I mean, you could spend hours and hours going through all of the cartoon characters that you grew up with, Hanna and Barbera.
Oh,
Scooby-Doo, Flintstones, Jetsons, Super Friends, Captain Caveman.
Herculoids.
Just a few of the ones
Space
that...
Space Ghost, Johnny Quest, my personal favorite.
William Hanna died on this date. He was 90. 2012, L.A. County Coroner made the long-awaited announcement that singer Whitney Houston died from an accidental drowning.
Oops.
February 11th, 2012, at the age of only 48. Evangelist Pat Robertson, happy birthday today. He's 87. The best to him today. Captain Kirk.
Kirk, you're still alive, my old friend. Still! Old friend, you met poor marksman. You keep missing the target.
Captain Kirk, William Shatner, is the big 86 today.
Having it out with...
Still going strong.
Mr. Montelbaum.
Yep. He was Khan Noonien Singh. William Shatner, he's also TJ Hooker. And he was on Boston Public. And he had that other show, which was Better Late Than Never. It was him. It was George Foreman. It was Fonzie, Henry Winkler, and then Terry Bradshaw. It was very entertaining. I loved it.
Yeah.
And William Shatner is still pretty spry at 86.
Yeah.
So happy birthday going out to him today. William Shatner, James Tiberius Kirk.
Turn your love around.
Little music. This is George Benson.
Don't you
fine guitar player, too.
George Benson is 74 today. Let's go back to the 60s now.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze.
One half of this duo, Chad and Jeremy, Clyde. Jeremy Clyde, 73 today. I think he has been accused of perpetrating fake news. CNN correspondent Wolf Blitzer.
Really?
69 today. Okay. Andrew Lloyd Webber, he's given us Cats, Evita, Sunset Boulevard, Phantom of the Opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, some of the biggest.
These are some of the biggest.
On Broadway,
he is
69 today. Bob Costas is 65. Let's go to Target. Let's go to a Tiger Stadium on this, not on this date, but back in 87.
Any pitch could be the last. Reardon has it. The Minnesota Twins are in the World Series.
Bob Costas calling the action, 87 American League Championship Series at Tiger Stadium.
Down go the Tigers.
The Minnesota Twins, game five. Any pitch could be the last. That's a great line.
I might
use that.
Was Aguilera or Jeff Reardon? Reardon, it would have been.
Yeah, that would have been Jeff Reardon.
Well,
so Bob Costas, and he doesn't have pink eye right now, I don't believe. He is 65.
And didn't he,
had to turn you off there because I got a song going on here. Got a lot of stuff to go through, Neil, sorry. James House. You remember James House?
No.
You don't remember James House?
Don't know.
62. This is a top 10. 62. Today for James House. About mid to late 90s. He wrote a couple of songs, too. In a Week or Two, Diamond Rio.
I know that
Have
one.
Have you heard of that one? Ain't That Lonely Yet?
Heard of that one,
Pretty
too.
Pretty good songwriter, James House, 62 today. Stephanie Mills. Won a Grammy for this song, I think. She is 60 today for Stephanie Mills. 16 today. You so slow jam to this one, I'm pretty sure.
More than likely. I mean, it's a Grammy Award winning singer.
So she is 60 today. The actor Matthew Modine, 58 today. Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars.
I'm Rick Harrison, and this is my pawn shop. I work here with my old man and my son.
You ever watch that? Pawn Stars?
No.
Everything in here has a story.
I used to watch it a lot, and then kind of American Pickers kind of took over for me.
What is going to come through that
door. I mean, I've seen it. I'm familiar with it. I never really watched the whole episode.
For his laugh is pretty good. Rick Harrison is 52 today. Comedian Keegan-Michael Key is 46 today. Happy birthday to him. He was in the movie most recently called Keanu. Academy Award winning actress Reese Witherspoon.
Cake's no good if you don't mix the batter and bake it.
And love's just a bubble if you don't take the trouble to make it.
There she is June Carter.
Free to go with me.
Did her own singing.
As did Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, they both did well.
She won the Oscar for Walk the Line. How about that? Cool. 41 today. Sweet Home Alabama. The Legally Blonde films, among others, for her. And a pretty good defensive player for the Houston Texans, J.J. Watt. He's been the defensive player of the year 2012, 2014, 2015.
Wow. He's a Hall of Famer.
I think he'll make it. J.J. Watt is 28.
Gone but not forgotten, comedian Chico Marx. He was obviously one of the famous comedy team brothers.
Was his real name Chico?
I think so. Well, that's what we all...
Harpo and Groucho.
And Zeppo and Gummo.
Those are some pretty good names. Yeah. I mean, how'd he come up with those?
Yeah, I don't know. Chico was the piano playing, and he had the accent, you know. What's the matter with you? Yeah, what's the matter you? He was a good one. Chico, and he wore the hat. Obviously, yeah, he was a good one. He was my favorite of the Marx Brothers, Chico, 1897. He wrote many a great Western, and they turned many of them into some...
Radio shows, right?
Well, movies too. They did a lot of movies. I just watched one with Tom Selleck on the INSP channel. Can't remember the title of it off.
Quigley Down Under?
No, I don't think no, that was a Louis L'Amour.
No.
But, you know, like... Beyond Crooked Creek and, you know, some of these Apache West or something. Louis L'Amour, great author, 1908. He was Carl Malden, Academy Award winning actor. Streetcar Named Desire. I remember from Streets of San Francisco.
He also had some pretty good advice for everybody, too, when it came to their money and their traveler's checks.
Oh, sure.
Rely on American Express traveler's checks. If they're lost, you can get a full refund at over 60,000 places. American Express traveler's checks. Don't leave home without them.
Did he ever not wear that fez or that derby hat or whatever it was he wore?
He had it. He had it rocking. Excuse me. Went down the wrong tube.
He also played Herb Brooks in the made-for-TV.
Yes, not as good as the later one. You remember Colonel Clank from Hogan's Heroes, I assume.
Captain, my men are not trained for this. You said yourself, the best men are at the front. I have the dregs here. Nothing but dregs.
Nothing but dregs.
Was he talking to Hochstetler, or who was he? General Burkholz?
It was General Burkholz.
Okay. Werner Kempler played Colonel Clank on Hogan's Heroes. I imagine he was in some other stuff, but he was just... He was Colonel Clink. Werner Kempler, Klemperer was his name, 1920 for Colonel Clink. Marcel Marceau, you never really heard him talk.
No, hard to get audio for Marcel Marceau.
He was a mime, and he was the only, you know, he was the mime of mimes. He actually won an Emmy for Best Specialty Act as a mime. He was born on this day, 1923. He was one half of the Wild Wild West tandem of James West and Artemus Gordon. Ross Martin.
Lindsay. Oh, everyone was so interested when I told them you were a genuine artist.
Oh, that is very kind of you to say, lovely lady, but rather I like to think of myself as a humble and deeply appreciative painter who is enthralled by the sweep and grandeur of your glorious countryside.
man of a thousand voices and right. characters.
He was always in disguise and He celebrates the same day as Colonel Klink. He and both were born on this day, 1920. And that's about it, really. Did we have any others?
From New York.
Oh, yeah, Bill Wendell.
$1 subway ride entitled you to press up against as many strangers as you want. What a bargain. It's Late Night with David Letterman. Tonight, Dabney Coleman, guitarist Les Paul, and Stupid Petrix.
Wow, that's a good show.
Yeah. Did we just have Les Paul here?
Dangerous man.
Seems like.
And now, a man who was the first man to sing the national anthem a cappella at a major sporting event. Now, wait a minute. It could have been Ben Vereen. David Letterman.
So he was the original studio announcer for David Letterman, the NBC show, the late night show that he did before he moved to CBS. And he had to bring in Al Coulter.
Right.
I think was his name.
He's announcer Bill Wendell, and he was born on this day, 1924. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Did you do any fact checking?
I did. I did one fact checking on the Gong Show. We talked about some of the panel of judges. J.P. Morgan.
Oh, of course.
Jamie Farr.
Oh, yeah.
Artie Johnson. Rip Taylor. Phyllis Diller.
Mm.
I didn't remember, but now that when I see this, Potsy Anson Williams showed up. What about Steve Garvey? And Rex Reed.
But all no Ron Say?
No Ron Say.
The Davey
Penguin
Lopes?
Didn't make it. Steve Garvey, Rex Reed, these were some of your judges from
the
Gong Show.
Long live Chuck Barris. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace there, Mr. Chuck. All right, that's the Almanac. That wraps it up here today, the Wednesday edition. Bob FM. Carlene Carter now.
Mm-hmm.